Cut the label. In connection with our visit to the Harkoff tractor plant, as well as to the collective farms, we saw some of the nursery schools where children are brought at a very early age. Here you see members of our party all dressed up in white sanitary robes as we went to visit these youngsters. These children were of the kindergarten age, but as I say, children were brought to the nursery schools much earlier than that. They're brought by the mothers early in the morning. Then the mothers work all day and get them again in the evening. They are in good hands, physically speaking, because they are given plenty of rest, as you can see here, by means of these pictures. They have opportunity to play, and of course, they are given training in school. Nurses are available, doctors are at hand, and of course, teachers. This is a little example of some of the games that they were playing. Notice in the background some murals from time to time of Lenin and Stalin, the men who, of course, are worshipped by the Soviet people. I'd like to point out that there were many question marks in our minds as we went to these nursery schools, because, as one of the members of our party said, this is a secret not only of the communist doctrine, but also the secret of their teaching of atheism, because here the children are trained from the very beginning. Ralph Olson, of near Ellsworth, Iowa, endeared himself to the children and to the others who were there by participating in some of the games and the dances. And here again, some of the youngsters, as they'd given some flowers to Ferris Owen of Newark, Ohio. The children really enjoyed our visit, and we enjoyed being with them, of course, despite our question marks. Here are some additional members of our party with some of the flowers as they had been presented to us by these happy little youngsters. Now the next pictures deal with a market scene. This is also in the Ukraine area, and you see here some of the folks who are selling products to the many thousands who come to these markets from the urban areas, come early in the morning, as early as 7 o'clock, or even earlier, and sell the produce that is raised on the collective farms. Each collective farmer has a little garden plot that he has the use of, and in addition, usually a cow and some chickens. Notice the cucumbers, the tomatoes, the potatoes, and sometimes the melons and other products raised in the little gardens. The proceeds from these little gardens do go to the collective farm family themselves, so they have a little bit of extra income that way. Sometimes they carry it to the market many, many miles, and as we said before, thousands of people come to these markets. This is a yurti, a shepherd's tent, in Central Asia, and here, of course, some of the sheep seen on 1,000 hills in that area. Many, many thousands of sheep, I'd like to add, too. The thing that impressed us was that the shepherding seems to be done on horseback rather than, as we commonly think of it, by a man on foot with a dog. Many horses being used in connection with the shepherding. And here are some camels. This was one of the most novel of all of the scenes we saw, the camel breeding farm, where we saw many, many camels and their calves, or if that isn't the right term, their young. I slipped away from the party and went out to where the camels actually were to take these pictures. I had a few misgivings. I wondered about these animals because it was my first introduction to camels, but I found them very gentle, and we were able to get real close by, as you can see here, to take their pictures without being molested. There was usually a camel calf with his or her mother, and as you see here, the mother is making sure the camel calf doesn't get too close to that funny-looking photographer. We got the camel's calf's picture, nevertheless. Again, a glimpse of the yurti hut and these nomadic people, the wives of these shepherds, as we saw them out there in Central Asia where thousands and thousands of sheep are raised. These ladies decided they'd go in where it was a little bit cooler, or at least a little bit shadier. Now a family, mother and the little daughter and the father and, over on the left, the grandfather. Grandfather had been a hero in World War I, in which the Russians participated. Here is a close-up of him and the typical type of hat that they used out there in Central Asia. These are rather typical of the people as we saw them there, a heavy Oriental influence. John Stedham of near Granger, a member of our party, is seen here in the background with one of our young interpreters. They're discussing a building that was put up especially for us. As I said before, it was very hot there, 110 degrees the day we were there, so we appreciated some shade. This is a Russian sign which says, in Russian, "Welcome Americans." And of course, we were glad to have that welcome. We were glad to have the sign. This is a shepherd there, a man in charge of those fat rumped sheep that intrigued us quite a bit too. The breed is typical of that area of Central Asia. These films taken in the Kuban agricultural area show some heroes of Soviet labor. Notice the medals on this man's chest. They have overfulfilled their quota. They have gone far beyond what was expected of them, so they are rewarded with medals and recognition. In connection with our visits to the collective farms, we sometimes ran into quite a bit of dust and dirt, and so when we had a chance to take a dip in the Black Sea, we took advantage of it. You just saw some of the members of our party going into this historic sea. It's a big body of water. It took us two nights and a day to cross it, and it was a very pleasant voyage and gave us a bit of much-needed rest. This man is taking a pig to market, and here is the market itself. Notice the many, many people who have come early in the morning, as early as 6:30 or even earlier perhaps, to buy products that are offered by the collective farmers. Vegetables, fruits, and sometimes livestock as well. The folks on the one side are selling, the others, of course, are buying. Members of our party, John Stedham, Ferris Owen, Ralph Olson, Charlie Hurst in the background, Gail Johnson of Chicago, and Horace Davis of the American Embassy, as we see him here. Notice the produce that is on sale, and here some baskets. Charlie Hurst of Cedar Falls taking a look at the baskets. As I remember, the lady was asking about 10 rubles, which would be, in our terms, about $2.50. Some more of the people at the market, and here they are at the meat market. Meat was hung right in the open and was hung right from hooks up above the counter. And here's some of the dairy products as we saw them, and some flowers. Always some flowers for sale at the market, too. Much produce is sold on these markets. We don't know exactly how much. Another glimpse here of some of the pigs that went to market, all tethered up, as you can see, and being sold at rather a high price. A burro and a cart that had been used to bring some of the produce perhaps many miles. Now a few collective farm homes, as we saw them. Notice here the thatched roof and the fence in front. Here a family with their two little horses. There's straw or hay in the wagon to make it more comfortable as they were going to town. And again, the collective farm homes with the fences in front and with the thatched roof. Most of them were rather matter of fact, but this one we thought was real nice. That young couple we just saw with their little baby lived here, and they were very proud of it and had a right to have a real pride in this nicely built home. Some farm buildings now and some livestock. Our cattle farmers will be interested in this picture of a red steppe bull. Horses are used for transport to a great degree. It was haying time over there in the Ukraine when we took this picture, and so I saw a quick glimpse of some hay. And here the silos in the background where ensilage was being cut, and the red steppe cattle in the foreground. This was one of the popular breeds, and this was one of the good herds that we saw. This was one of the breeds that was particularly prominent there. Now, as for the pigs, they're a lot like American pigs, very curious and very hungry. We saw quite a few of them over there, and we thought they were quite good pigs, too, for that matter. Most of them of the large Ukrainian white breed. Occasionally, we'd see some spotted ones. Ralph Olson is here with some kitties, along with the young interpreter, and here one of the ladies who was quite amused by Ralph. This is the manager of the Carl Liepneck Collective Farm. He was quite a boy, as you can see. And the leader of our party, V.M. Lambert, and some of the Russian people. John Stedham of Granger is seen here visiting with a lady in charge of all of the hogs on the Carl Liepneck Farm. She was a little shy about having her picture taken, but she knew her hogs. Asa Clark of Pullman, Washington, took a little spin in this cart, enjoyed it a lot, and so did the people who were on the farm. They enjoyed our coming. They were very curious, and they were very interested, and they gave us a very fine welcome. And we received a fine welcome wherever we went. These pictures were all taken with our WHO-TV camera. Now a quick look at one of the families, or at least some of the members of one of the families at that farm, as I photographed them, mother and little youngster and father, and the daughter, and still another member of the family, too. Inside the homes, we were invited several times. We saw the Dutch oven type of stoves, the tapestry and the pictures on the wall, the lockers and the furniture, what there was of it. Homes not as elaborate as ours, but clean and comfortable. This is one of the Russian collective farm women and her home in the background, and we saw a quick glimpse of her garden in the foreground, a garden which she uses to raise some produce for the market. Grape production is quite an important business in parts of Russia, and we saw some wineries. This picture was taken at one of them. Here's one of the old wine masters at that particular farm, and here are some of the grapes and some of the women, many, many hundreds of women working in the vineyards.